This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to the Gambling Commission here in the state of Massachusetts, they are pumping the brakes a little bit on legalized sports gambling, as you would expect in the state of Massachusetts. They are now informing Scheim and others that it may not be possible to bet on the upcoming football season because they need to conduct several round tables with those who are opposed to gambling.
Oh, to God.
Why are we doing round tables? You voted on it. Just do it. It's not that hard. If you voted on it, it passed. If the governor signs it, it passed, and you're good to go. Who gives a rat's behind what anybody who doesn't like it says? It's now officially in law. I don't care.
Were there any round tables held on the lottery system that the state of Massachusetts holds and makes a fortune from?
I doubt it.
I have a question. Why can't you just not bet? Like, if you're bothered by this and you don't like it, like, do you feel like every time you drive past a corner store, Keno's about to attack you?
Or
do you
gotta go play my numbers?
Or do you just elect not to play Keno because you happen to not like Keno?
Right.
But certain people like it. Why can't we live in a society where you make decisions that you want to do something or not and don't tell others what they can or can't do?
It's because everything in this state is conducted back assward.
Right.
So you're going to miss the predominant gambling season. I mean, are there a bunch of people who can't wait to bet on NHL games? I mean, yes, Scheim.
But
I mean, you're going to miss the entire NFL season.
Right.
What is wrong with these people?
Well, you're missing out on a major opportunity to cash in. Who cares what the people who don't want to gamble have to say? Because you want to know what, Massachusetts? If you get gambling up and running for the NFL season, you are going to be swimming in cash like Scrooge McDuck. Figure it out.
I don't get it. It almost usually seems like somebody's not getting greased the right way. Because when you think about this situation, right? You think about it and you go, there is so much money that is there. And it always seems like the people go, well, if there is gambling, this could affect people and people will now have to go to like some, you know, addiction clinic.
But tonight, the mass lottery jackpot is $400 million.
So when they say that, then I'm like, all right, they're hypocrites because there's a liquor store in every corner. Somebody's not getting greased the way that they want to be greased.
It's ridiculous. They've been greased the whole entire process. All right. Well, a bit of bad news when it comes to legalized gambling here in Massachusetts.
I'll continue to go hang out with Governor Sununu.
I love a good round table.
Nothing like an exciting round table.
Wow.
Socially distanced.
Sitting to your right is Karen. Next to her is Karen.
And all they say, they say, oh, thank you so much for...
excuse me, social distance, please.
Governor Baker, thank you so much for convening this round table. It's really, we need dialogue, because I have a question. What about the kids?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.